because guess what I'm going to preach on today?
Praise.
Being thankful.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
If you have your Bibles, the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I just need one short verse. But hallelujah. Let's start verse 13. 5 and 13. I just need one short verse, a few more down here, but this is kind of give us the basis of the text here, what's going on. Amen. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. You know, somebody does you wrong and you do them wrong, that's not Bible.
Right.
Amen. You can't do evil to somebody because they've been mean to you. Hallelujah. Two wrongs don't make a right, does it?
Right.
Praise God. But listen to this. But ever follow that which is good. Always choose the good road. Always choose the high road. Amen. Both among yourselves and to all men. Here's what I need. Two words, praise God. Rejoice evermore.
Whew.
Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Right.
Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. That the Lord will help us here. Amen. It'll take me a minute or so here to get to my title, really what I want to preach on. But praise the Lord. Revelation said, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. God made everything that was made, and He created them for His very own pleasure.
Right.
Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and thankfulness and gratitude is a strong characteristic of a Christian. Amen. If you see somebody that's always grumbling and griping and complaining and always down on life, amen. I tell you what, if they are a Christian, they're not where they need to be.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Pentecostal services. You know, one of the things that spurred us, Brother Anthony crying over there, testifying a while ago and really rejoicing in his heart to the Lord. You know what? You know what spurned that along? Amen. Because he had a rejoicing in his heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And I thought there, because I knew what the Lord had already dealt with my heart on here for today. And He said the word several times, I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for the singers. I'm thankful for those. And He mentioned several things that He was thankful for. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful that God is mindful unto us. Aren't you, church?
Yeah.
Amen. And that's a major part of the Pentecostal service we come. And if I didn't get to preach today, we don't have program around here. And it wouldn't have upset me. And I hope it wouldn't have upset anybody else in here. Because this is a house where we get to come and praise and worship the Lord. Amen. And thank God for preaching. I don't want you to take anything that I'm not saying. I think preaching is one of the most important things that happen around here. But if we have a service where folks get to rejoicing and they get to praising God in such a place where the Spirit of God takes over, thank God every now and again, it's all right. If the old timers just say, we had such a good service, there wasn't even any preaching. Amen. And if we get to that place, praise God, that's what the Lord wants sometimes. For the Lord to come in the house and for praise and thanksgiving and worship to get in somebody's heart, and then to raise a hand and tear run down a cheek, and you say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I tell you, church, He's been good to us. Amen. Oh, yes, by divine revelation, the beloved Apostle John was given glimpses into the eternity. Amen. I love his description of some of the heavenly praise. Amen. That he saw. Hallelujah. And I should already have this ready. I want to read it to you in Revelation. Praise God. Chapter number 15 and the first few verses before I get into preaching here. Revelation chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me make sure I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. Revelation 15. Yeah. And I saw as it were were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten to the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over his number, the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. Here it is. Here's what I need. Praise God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. I'm so glad. He's a marvelous God, aren't you? Amen. For who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glory and glorify thy name? For thou art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Hallelujah. I tell you, church, amen, if you really got the Lord down in your heart like you need, you're going to rejoice Him. Amen. You're going to praise Him. You're going to give thanksgiving to the Lord for what He's done for you. Being a thankful person, amen, is a matter of a personal will. You know, you can choose to be thankful or you can choose to be unthankful. Hallelujah. You don't have to be thankful. You can be miserable if you want to. No one can force you to praise God. If you notice, nobody comes around here. And here's what always got me about an old fashioned Pentecostal holiness church, which I hope and think we are. Amen. Amen. A lot of people are saying, my mamma used to do this to me. I got saved, Brother George, at a young age, 13 years old, and I got to going down to an old holiness church, and I got to giving up my shorts, and I got to giving up my old worldly music, and I got to giving up some things. And my mamma said, what happened to you, Jason? Are they brainwashing you down there? Amen. And she went on to say, I tell you what, she said, I think they're sprinkling powders on you down there. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Nobody twisted my arm back then, and I don't twist anybody's arm. This ain't a cult. We don't sprinkle powders. Well, I'm not here to brainwash anybody, but I tell you what I am. If the Lord really saved you and He's really turned your life around, you'll come into His courts with thanksgiving and with praise, and you'll lift a hand and you'll say, God, you've been too good for me to hang my hands. Lord, you've been too good to me for me to sit idly by, amen, without a praise on my lips and without a worship in my hands. Hey, I come to tell you, church, He's been good. I said, the Lord has been good. Amen. Woo! We all know people who are usually grumpy and gloomy.
Bless you.
Amen. It's almost as if they enjoy being miserable. Amen. They have long ago decided that that's the way they want to live their life. Amen. I probably should tell this. We were out driving the other day, Brother George. And I don't know why I even said it, but there's this old lady, amen, Brother Tommy, and she had her head up in the window, and she had a frown on her face. I can't remember if it was the girls or who it was with me. And I said, man, you can tell that's a hateful old woman. Woo! Thank God. Hey, I ain't trying to be mean, but she done made her mind up. I'm going to be bitter. She done made her mind up. There ain't nothing good about life. Hey, church, I come to tell you, she's a hateful old soul. Amen. She don't like her own self. But I come to tell you, I really come to persuade you, don't get bitter in life. Amen. Life gives everybody a amen. Your life is not going to be smooth sailing. I already told you in the beginning of the service, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. Life's going to diss you. Amen. Some heavy blows, just like it did Paul. But Paul got up and he said, I'm going to rejoice forevermore. God has been too good to me. I'm not going to lay down and get bitter. I'm not going to lay down and be hateful. But I'm going to rejoice. And everybody around me is going to know that I've got the Lord of glory in my heart. And I'm going to praise Him. And I'm going to worship Him for how good He's been to me. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. I'm getting to the meat of the title here. Amen. I'm getting to where I need to be. I want to let you know there's three things that will happen to you. Amen. I looked at this and I thought about this and
bless him, Lord.
Meditated on this, Brother George. And when life dishes hardships in your life, there's three things that'll happen. Amen. I tell you, one of the first things that'll happen, you will have resentment. And you will get resentful in life. Amen. That's number one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask us here when I'm done, which one are you? Amen. And when hard things happen to us in life, we will, amen, turn to resignation. What does that mean? Just give up. Amen. Just don't care. We'll wake up every day with no desire. I don't care. It ain't worth fighting. It ain't worth trying. Or the third thing that I like to preach to us, amen, are you going to get resentful? Are you going to resign and just give up? Or are you going to rejoice? Amen. High conflicts are universal. Every person who has ever lived goes through mountaintop experience, and they also trek through the lowest of the valleys. Oh God, I thought I'd preach it to us. Burdens are not unique. Amen. Oh, to just people in the world, but they're also come to the Christian and to the child of God. Observe everybody in your town. There's folks going through it. There's people suffering hardships. You're not alone in the battle. Amen. We're all sojourners going through life. Amen. On a planet that is rocked and that is marred by sin. Oh, yes. Amen. Let me tell you something. Even though you might not be a sinner, you're living in a sinful world. Oh, yes. Ever since sin crept in the Garden of Eden thousands of years ago, we're living in a world of sin. Let me tell you something. I'm not a sinner. Amen. But I'm living in a world cursed by sin. I'm living in a world that has been marred by sin. And I have to suffer the effects of sin. Amen. Oh, yes. Every Christian, and thank God, we think because we're a Christian, Sister Dottie, we'll never become sick. But you know, Christians get sick too. Amen. Just because I'm a Christian, my finances will always be good. I know Christians that at the bottom of the barrel and almost lost everything. What about the woman that did get to the bottom of the barrel? But let me tell you something. When you get to the bottom of the barrel, I think you'll find Jesus. Amen. Come on. Oh, yes. Yeah, believers, they get around coffins too. Amen. They shed tears of sorrow and tears of grief. But here's what we got to do. We got to accept the Lord. Amen. Of your life. Hey, yeah, that's what we got to do. And we got to say, God, life's going to happen to me. Whether I resent it, whether I, amen, oh, resign and give up and quit, I'm not going to do it. Amen. I've been contemplating some things in my life. And I said, God, I'm not going to be resentful. I'm not going to resign. I know people on the job, they didn't get things their way, Brother George. It's a new term today. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but it's called quiet quitters. Amen. And you know what a quiet quitter is? A guy on the job that don't get his way. And I tell you what he does. He don't do his job right. He goes and hides instead of works. He draws a payday. Amen. And doesn't even offer a fair day's wages. It's a quiet quitter. You know what a quiet quitter is in church? When you don't get your way in life and you get resentful. Amen. And you resign and you just quit and say, God, I thought I should have been different. I thought it should have worked out another way. Hey, you can't quit. You can't give up. He's been too good to you. I said, God, that's been too good. Don't give up, but praise him. Don't give up, but rejoice. Don't give up, but get up again and say, thank God. God's been too good to me for me to quit. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord. Amen. You know, sometimes a Christian does go through.
Sure we do.
Depression times.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Right. Or John Bunyan's word, the slough of despondency. Amen. But we got a choice of a better route. I repeat, amen, the alternatives for you. Amen. Are you going to resent? Are you going to resign? Are you going to rejoice? Praise the Lord. Amen. We can rejoice in the goodness of God. I'll praise Him. I'll glorify Him. By an act of my will, I refuse to resent. I refuse to resign and quit. Amen. Or to accept life's consequences as inevitable. You don't have to do that. God, here's what I'd like to tell you. God is bigger than circumstance. Amen. Well, have you heard me thus far? I'd like to leave you with this. If you ain't heard nothing else I say, here's what I feel like telling you today. Amen. Listen to me. If you're waiting on life to get good to rejoice, amen, you're going to die without rejoicing. If you're going to wait until you have no problems and you have no troubles and everything's sailing smooth, then you're going to die without rejoicing. Hallelujah. I tell you what Paul did. Brother Tommy, he was shipwrecked. Somebody said, Paul could say that because his life was running smooth. Oh no. Amen. Paul suffered shipwreck. He suffered imprisonment. He was stoned. He was sick. He had a thorn in the flesh that he begged God 3 times to take it away. Amen. They lashed at him. He had long periods of loneliness. Amen. Perils in countrymen. Perils of it. Everywhere he went, he had enemies. They locked him up. Listen to me. I said they locked him up and they put him down in that Mamertine prison like an old rat down in a hole. But here, hey God, hey, I'm about to feel like shouting. But here was the words of Paul. Rejoice evermore. And again I say, rejoice. They put my body in prison, but my spirit is free. Amen. They locked me up, but I'm serving a God who's greater than prison. I'm serving a God who's greater than shipwreck. I'm serving a God who's greater than stonings. Hey, church, I come to tell us that Paul decided that I'm going to rejoice. I'm not going to resent. I'm not going to quit. But thank God, I'm going to rejoice.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him.
Holy, holy, holy.
It didn't matter where he was or under what condition, he could always find something to be thankful for.
Always.
Woo!
Yes.
He told the Christians in Rome, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness that I make mention of you always in my prayer. Paul said, hey, amen, don't wait for life to turn smooth before you rejoice. Rejoice in the shipwreck. Rejoice in the stonings. Amen. Rejoice in the loneliness. Rejoice in the times of depression. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost, amen, to tell you, you can do that. Listen to me. You can find something to rejoice about when life is as dark as it's ever been. You can find something to rejoice about when your world is upside down. He's been good to me. He saved me. He pulled me out of the flames of hell. Hey, church, he's been too good to me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Look around you and consider the blessings of God.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. Brother Anthony said it in this service, but I've heard Brother George get up. Amen. And really in this way that I've never really seen before, that touched me. And I've heard him get up. And he said, I thank God for my church. I've heard him say that with tears running down his face. I've heard him say, I thank God for my church and family with tears running down his face. I heard him say, I thank God for my pastor with tears running down his face. Hey, I come to tell you, you might not have $1 million in the bank. Amen. You might not even have the job you want. But I come to tell you, if you're saved and you got a church that loves you and you got a God that loves you and you got family that loves you, hey, you're more blessed than you realize. The devil's trying to get you to look at everything bad. He's trying to get you to look at everything negative. provisions. Be thankful for your Sunday school teacher. Amen. Thank God. Sister Kathy's a lot of those. But you ought to be thankful that you come into a clean church. Amen. Somebody cleans the church. Hey, I come to fill us in this house. We've got a lot more to be thankful for than what the devil's telling you. Hey, amen. If you wait till life turns smooth, you'll die without rejoicing the Lord.
You're right. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God.
Glory be to God.
Oh, yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Whenever. Amen. I thank the Lord. Woo. Go down that list. Thank you for all he's done for you. Thank him for people he's put in your life. Thank him for people that loves you. Amen. All two of them, if that's all you got. Amen. And be thankful for the preachers, for the youth leaders, for the piano players. Amen. For the drum players. Amen. For the bass players. For every part of every aspect. Amen. That God has used to help you. Be thankful for that. Amen. Paul was also thankful for the unity of the believers. Amen. Let me tell you something. I'll be the first one to tell you this. The devil has fought the unity of this church. Amen. But there's a couple prayer warriors in this place that have been praying for unity. Amen. While I'm on this, I like to praise. I like to shout it from the rooftops. Devil, as of right now, you're losing. Amen. I said, devil, as of right now, you look like you have the upper hand. The devil likes to get in a church. Amen. And create division. He likes to get in a church and split it up and cause this one not to like the isms and schisms, is what the Bible said. But thank God for the unity of the church when we can come to the house of God and feel what we feel around here today. It's worth $1 million. Get anybody in this house, raise a hand and say, I thank you, Lord, for the unity that's in the church.
Yes, God.
Woo!
Holy.
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
We are united behind the truth of the Word of God.
Right.
Did you hear me? We believe the Bible is absolute truth. Amen. That Jesus Christ is the only answer to the world's problems.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes. I come to tell you here today, church. Amen. You know what we believe and what we preach around here? Amen. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And I'll get a little closer than that. I'm not being mean. If you got another edition, you ought to maybe think about putting that on the shelf and get you a King James version. I believe in the old-fashioned King James anointed Word of God. I'll tell you what it done for me. It changed my life. I tell you what it done for me. It established my life. I tell you what it done for me. It called me to preach. I tell you what it done for me. It's raised my family. Hey, church, you can depend. You can put your life on the Word of God.
You're right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's the truth.
Well, let's get a little deeper here.
Come on.
I thank God for our denomination.
Yeah.
Amen.
I thank God I'm Pentecostal.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Proud of
you. Are you not knocking anybody else? I'm not knocking another church. I don't even want to mention 10 other denominations. But I thank God I'm Pentecostal. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, not only that, let's take it a step further. Brother Tommy, if I wanted to be liberal and I wanted to be worldly, I could have already outgrown this building and we'd have had to have another building. But because you stand on a principle and you stand on the Word of God, everybody ain't going to take it. I thank God that I'm Pentecostal holiness. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not embarrassed of it. Let me tell you something, church. When I die, I'm going to be Pentecostal holiness. Amen. I believe in the Spirit. I said I believe in the truth, in the unadulterated Word of God.
Hallelujah be to God. Come on.
Woo!
Praise God.
Glory to God.
There's other good people in the world. I thank God I'm Pentecostal holy.
Amen.
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 Woo. I thank God I come to church and feel something. I thank God I come to church and the Lord can speak to me.
Hello.
I thank God I come to church and get healed. I thank God I come to church. Amen. And what's the evidence of the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Let me tell you something, church. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you need it. Amen. You need a desire for it. You need to ask God to give you a desire to have the Holy Ghost. Oh, I believe he'll fill you. Come on now. He'll give you power from another world. I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
I love to read Paul's thanksgiving to Timothy. He said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. Woo.
Come on.
Wow. Paul never had a great, beautiful home. Matter of fact, he was down there, and he was getting ready to ship him off. And I'm trying to think real quick. I should have looked this up. And he said, who was it he sent to get his books and his cloak, his coat? Was it Timothy? He said, hey, before you come, would you bring my books and my cloak? And he went on and he said this. You can look it up later. He said, come before winter. Amen. You know why? That's all he had. He only had a coat and a few books that he used to preach with. And that's all that mattered to Paul. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a chariot. He didn't have a stallion to ride on. He didn't have none of the fine things in life. But this one thing he said, come before winter. Bring my books. Bring my coat. This one thing. Amen. I don't have a lot that the world, amen, calls successful. But thank God he's called me to preach. Thank God I don't have homes. I don't have my name in the shiny marquee. But I'm called to carry the gospel. I've been called to carry God's word. And I'm thankful that I've been able to suffer the reproach of the ministry.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him.
You know that God's called you in the ministry?
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
I ain't calling everybody to preach. I've been in them services.
Come on.
Come on. I've been in services where, you ever heard that old saying, Mama called and Daddy said, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I've been in services where they called them to preach and they destroyed a young man's life because they called them to preach. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Around here, including my boys, if they ever come and say, Dad, I feel like God's called me to preach, I'm going to try to talk them out of it. Amen. I said, I'm going to try to talk them out of it. And if I can't talk them out of it, God's called them. Amen. If I can't talk them out, let me tell you something. When God called me, my dad didn't want me to preach. My dad wanted me to be a famous ball star. My dad wanted me to play and go to college and go to the pros. Amen. My dad didn't want me to preach the gospel. He didn't want me to, but God wanted me to. And nobody could put that fire out. Amen. 25 or so years later, I still got a fire. Amen. All these years later, I can say like Paul said, thank you, Lord, that you called me to the ministry.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
I'm out of voice and wind.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Every born again believer has a vital ministry.
That's right.
That's right.
God calls pastors. God calls evangelists. He calls prophets. He calls musicians. He calls helpers. You know, God calls helpers.
Man, you're right.
People get in the church to help.
Come on.
And not hinder.
Right.
And the list goes on and on. God calls prayer warriors. Amen. God cares so much about you that he's given you a place to work in the ministry. You can get out and win a soul. You can get out and feed somebody hungry. Woo! Amen. We give him baskets out. Who's that? Was that Brother George's idea? Thank you, Brother George. Amen. I'll never forget the look on Shuffy's face when he took a basket down the street and he come back up here and he had a gleam in his eye. And he said, I give that, amen, Christmas basket out. And they hugged me on my neck. They said we wasn't going to be able to have Christmas dinner, but we're going to have it now. Hey, church, if you just give a basket out and touch somebody's life, hey, God's writing that down in heaven. Church, get hungry, get busy, get to doing something for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everybody can't preach. I understand
that. That's
right. There's something you can do.
Amen,
bro.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Get hungry. Pray.
You're right.
Ask God. He'll tell you what it is. Oh, God. Amen. A thankful spirit is what I want to have. You're important. You have a place. You've been highly honored. Amen. To be called into the ministry.
Right.
Yeah.
Be thankful. What a difference you can make in the life of somebody else. The choice is up to you. I'm asking you, do you want to be resentful?
Praise be to God. Come on.
I'm looking for somebody in this house whose life is running smooth.
Come on.
Anybody here ain't had no troubles?
Yeah, right.
I'm really not trying to be funny or whatever. I'm not, but here's what I am telling you.
Come on.
If you're looking for life to turn off smooths, so you can do something for God, you'll never do anything.
That's right.
That's true.
Come on.
If you're looking for life to turn off smooth, smelling, no trouble, calm seas, before you be thankful and rejoice and praise God for his goodness to your life, you'll never praise him and worship him and be thankful, because you're not going to have calm seas.
Come on.
There will be periods that the sea will calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's going to be one wave after another.
That's right.
I'm thankful we did it now. I heard maybe old Charlie ain't too old. Maybe I can get a couple of you guys. Shuffy might be up for it. I kept hearing about the white water rafting. You know, I don't know if Charlie might remember what year it was. It's been 10, 12, maybe longer than that. I can't remember. Several years ago, up on the Gauley River. We didn't do the New River. We did the Gauley. Amen. It was a lot of fun. And Charlie kept saying, I want to go up there. So we went. I was surprised. Amen. And me and Charlie didn't get it. One guy got thrown out, but me and Charlie, we hung on for dear life. But you know what? It's some of them it has more class 5 and 6 waves than any other, from what I understood, from any other river in the United States. Amen. You know what, Brother George? You hit them big old, I mean, huge big waves. And you finally get over them, and you rest up about a minute or two, and you hit another one. Amen. One after another. Amen. You just barely get your breath, and you hit another huge wave. Hey, that's the way life is. Life's like the Gauley River. Amen. It'll turn you upside down. It'll spit you in a swirl of pool. And you think, am I ever going to get out of this? Hey, catch your breath. I come to tell you, you can make it. You're going to come out of it. You're going to make it through. But catch your breath. There's another wave coming. There's another storm coming. I feel the Holy Ghost. Are you going to praise him? Are you going to be thankful? Are you going to be bitter and give up? Stand with me. Let's have some done.
Holy God. Holy God.
Raise your hand and praise God in this house.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hand and thank God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's some folks in this house. They've been through tragedies in life. There's some folks in this house. They've been through hardships that only you know about. Amen. There's some folks in this house that the devil's telling them they'll never make it through. Though I felt the Holy Ghost breathe down my neck for me to tell somebody today, be thankful. Raise your hand and worship. Raise your hand and praise him. Amen. It might not be what I thought it's going to be. Life might not have turned out like I wished. But I'm thankful, Lord, that you're holding my hand. I'm thankful, Lord, that you're by my side. Hey, church, God wants to bless you in a way that you've never felt before. But you got to be thankful. You got to worship and praise his holy name.
Yeah,
Lord.
Almighty God.
Feel the Holy Ghost here.
Hallelujah.
I really do.
Come on.
I love you, church.
Yes, God.
I already told you once, I'll tell you again, I'll leave you with this. Because I felt like this is what the Lord spoke to me on this message.
Thank you.
You can't wait until everything's running smooth.
That's right.
You can't do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
Thank you, Lord.
You know, that's the way debt is.
Yeah.
You get debt, you know, you pay it on your house or your car or medical bill, whatever it is you pay, man. And before you know it, something hits you. Unexpected, car breaks down, hot water tank goes out, washing machine tears up, and then you're behind again.
Come on.
That's the way life is.
Yeah.
If you don't watch out, the bitterness will take you down.
Come on.
Resentment. I think I got a woolly one.
Bless you, Lord.
Resentment. Resentment. Resignation. Have you done quietly quit?
Have your way, mighty God.
I can't have it my way, so I'm just gonna puff up and quit.
Come on, bro.
Moan and groan in my troubles and trials. Or am I gonna rejoice?
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done.
Thank you.
I'm done. Y'all sing. Amen. Does anybody want to get in this altar today and really make a covenant with God and say, God, amen, if you'll give me a second chance at this, God, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you, Lord. I'm not going to get bitter. I'm not going to quietly quit. I'm not going to resent and resign, but I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah. I said I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to praise your holy name, God, for how good you've been to me. I ain't seen how good you've been, but I'm seeing it right now. Lord, you've been better to me than I thought you was. God, you blessed me more than I thought you did. God, you poured out the hand of God on my life, and I haven't always seen it. But starting from this day forward, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you, Lord, for how good you've been to me. Amen.
God, I want you to rejoice.